His companions have handed down a great many details about the Prophet's manner of dress. In addition to these, the Prophet's advice to the believers about how they should dress reveal the importance he attached to this subject. For example, one hadith reports him as saying, "A man said, 'If the man likes his clothes to be good and his sandals to be good, he said, God is beautiful and loves beauty.'" Pride means to renounce the truth and abase people. The blessed Hassan, the grandson of the Prophet, has described his views with regard to clothing. "Our Prophet would command us to wear the best clothes we had and use the finest perfumes we could find." Another hadith of the Prophet on the subject reads, "O believers, eat, drink, and dress as you please and spend on the path of God, but avoid profligacy, pride, and arrogance." Our Prophet would admonish any of his companions if they failed to take care of their appearance or were ill-kempt. Abul Hawas reveals how his father said, "Even though I was wearing a poor quality robe, I came to the Messenger of God. He asked, 'Do you not own anything?' When I replied, 'Yes, I do,' he asked, 'Of what kind?' When I said, 'God has given me all kinds of goods,' he said, 'In that case, when Almighty God gives you something, the product and virtue of this blessing from God should be seen on you.'" Some of the information narrated by the companions with regard to the Prophet's way of dressing is as follows. Abdullah ibn Abbas relates, "I saw over the Messenger of God the best suit of clothes. Al-Barra ibn Azib states, 'I have never seen someone with long hair and red clothing more handsome than the Prophet. His hair reached his shoulders.' Abdullah ibn Abbas relates, 'The Prophet said, "Wear your white garments, for they are among your best garments."